Undocumented immigrants may seek sanctuary at least one location in Saratoga Springs. Recently, the church governing board and congregation of the Presbyterian New England Congregational Church of Saratoga Springs, or PNEC, voted to join a community of religious organizations across the country to welcome immigrants regardless of immigration status. Church elder Terry Diggory said U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement recognizes places of worship as sensitive locations.
So ordinarily, they will not carry out enforcement actions on a church property.
According to ICE, other sensitive locations include schools, hospitals, the site of a religious public ceremony, and the site of a public demonstration. The agency's website says enforcement actions may occur at sensitive locations in limited circumstances, but will generally be avoided. ICE or Customs and Border Protection officers and agents may conduct an enforcement action at a sensitive location with prior approval from an appropriate supervisory official or if the enforcement action involves exigent circumstances, unquote. PNEC is prepared to offer use of an apartment on the church campus on Circular Street to anyone who feels they are under threat of deportation. Recently, ICE arrested 16 undocumented individuals in town.
That action has just ramped up the level of fear and anxiety in our community so high.
Joe Cleveland is minister of the Unitarian Universalist Congregation of Saratoga Springs. He says since the ICE raid, some people in town are afraid to go outside.
And this isn't necessarily about whether you've got official papers or not. This is, if I'm walking down the street, somebody's going to look at me and think, maybe I don't belong here.
Cleveland's church is partnering with PNEC to offer sanctuary. In addition to providing living quarters, PNEC will also offer space and an internet connection for individuals to get legal documents in order. Leaders of PNEC, the Unitarian Church, and four other religious organizations recently delivered a joint letter supporting a statement delivered by City Police Chief Greg Veach. Veach spoke to the City Council in May and said that his department will commit to serving the entire community and will recognize the dignity of all persons regardless of their immigration status, end quote. Diggory said before PNEC went public with its plan to offer sanctuary, they sat down to discuss the idea with Chief Veach.
And talked about, what our understanding of that action was and tried to hear any concerns that he might have and develop a mutual understanding and assurance that we were all concerned about public safety.
A member of the church also serves on the city's recently established Human Rights Task Force. Cleveland says his church is one of several in the capital region that has served as witnesses for immigrants brought to the U.S. Department of Homeland Security office in Latham. He says all the work is not just to aid immigrants, but also to reduce fear and stigmatization in the community he believes is harmful.
They're part of the vitality of our community. They're part of our families. They're part of our religious communities. They're part of our businesses. And we're tearing those families apart. We're tearing ourselves apart. And we feel violated and invaded.
Reporting from Saratoga Springs, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.